This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can Skype into the show. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have a Discord on-air call-in line in our Discord. You can go to discord.lrn.fm to join us there. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. I've got tonight some Venezuela updates. It's been a little bit since we've told you the latest of the desperation, the fear, the horrible situation that the people who have remained in Venezuela are living in there. And now apparently Colombia and Brazil are cracking down on the borders after having let in quite a few people who have tried to escape from Venezuela. So we can tell you more about what's going on there, and then also on the technology side of things, which I think might be where we'll start here tonight. Chris is here from thinkpenguin.com, and Chris, you wanted to talk about this new phenomenon that we actually discussed recently on Free Talk Live about, and I presume it's the same thing. I mean, you told me just a few words before the show about AI porn. And I think it's – let me describe what I think this is, and you can tell me how close or far off I am from this.
Okay.
So there is this thing called – I think it was called deep
– deep fake?
Deep fakes. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. So deep fakes on Reddit, where somebody came up with some kind of code that they've turned into a program to make doing this – easier for the average person. So this is something that could be done prior to the deepfakes, but now that deepfakes exist, there's now a way to do this. And what it is...
What exactly are they doing here?
They are making basically like celebrity pornography with live video. So for a long time, there's been, you know, people who have sought out pictures of celebrities naked on the internet or video clips. I remember back in the early days of Free Talk Live, Johnson Rice, who's our Tuesday night co-host, he did his own show called Taste of the Goods, and it was a local show that we had, also an internet show back in Sarasota, Florida. And one of the things they did regularly was they would have a guy called Mr. Skin on their show. And I guess he ran a website which catalogs all the different instances of all the celebrities, you know, where you can find them in clips of or photos of them being naked and or having sex in a movie or something like
that. Okay.
So that's where it started, right, was people trying to find pictures of their favorite celebrities who had actually taken their clothes off.
Right.
Then it moved into the area once, you know, Photoshop, you know, became more widely distributed and these video or not video, but still frame editing programs, you would find people taking the faces of celebrities and pasting them on top of the faces of porn stars in photos and trying their best to, you know, to blend the face in to make it look legitimate.
Right.
And so sometimes they would do a very, very good job and other times not so much. Now that phenomenon has moved into the world of video, where because computers are so powerful today, it's, you know, the average desktop computer can do this kind of thing.
Yep.
Where basically they are taking video of the celebrity, the actress or actor, and taking that person's head and then putting that onto video of a porn star. So that is what, and that's what's being called deep fakes, where there's software available to where, I don't know how difficult it is. I was reading one quote in the article that we shared, I think it was from Vice initially, where somebody said it took like 5 hours to render the clip that they were looking to do. So it's still
something that's interesting. Let me see if I understand this correctly. So in theory, somebody could take a picture of your face.
That's correct.
Ian,
video.
And put it on Piper Perry's body.
Who's that? Is that a porn star?
She is a very petite porn star. She's like 4'11".
Yep, they could do that. They would need video. I think they would need video of my face, though, which, of course, exists in, you know, plentiful.
Probably wouldn't be that hard to get a hold of there.
Now, I don't know. They probably have to match to some extent, you know, the way the person's head is moving to where the way the other person's body is moving. So, I mean, there's got to be some artistic kind of trickery going on here or matching that needs to happen. Otherwise, it would probably look pretty awkward. But from the deep fakes that we checked out that night on the air, I think it was actually a Monday show from last week or maybe early this week. But anyway, one of the Monday shows, we checked some of these things out while we were in the studio, and some of them are damn convincing. Very, very, like, for this being in its incipient stages, like, this is the early stage of this technology, it was very, very good.
So
I was right, it was the deepfakes?
Yeah. Okay. But before we even get into, you know, the whole porn aspect of this, let's talk about just the overall concept of this happening. Plus, we know that there's the audio equipment, I forget what it's called, that if somebody has enough audio of somebody speaking, and I've heard
that's
it,
right.
Oh,
right.
Know, like 20 minutes, you can literally make them say anything. And right. Now with this, I'm sure that, you know, they're doing porn with it, which means they could do basically anything else with it, and then they could make a video, and I'm using air quotes there, of Ian Freeman saying almost anything, or Daryl Perry saying almost anything, and then that
soon.
Calls into question
it's here.
The accuracy of any video or
that's
audio
correct.
Or any kind of even court testimony of anything.
Yes, it would. In fact, that's what that's one of the things that we pointed out. In fact, somebody had already used this deepfakes AI porn technology to do non-porn things, as you're talking about. So they took some politician, I forget from which country, and they mixed him with Hitler. They took, let's see, I think there was pictures of a photo or video of Nicolas Cage, and they put him into all kinds of movies that he was never originally in.
But Nicolas Cage was in every movie that's ever been made. Everybody knows that. I saw it on the internet.
Well, apparently now he has. So, yes, you're right. That is absolutely what this technology is going to be used for. But like a lot of technologies, you know, when the porn business adopts it, it catches on, like with VHS tapes.
VHS, that's you know, why VHS won out over Betamax.
All right, so with all that preface, what's the latest news about this AI porn technology?
All right, so the title of this article, and this is also from Vice, by the way, so it's, you know, it's a bit slanted here. Pornhub is banning AI-generated fake porn videos, says they're non-consensual.
All right.
In its search of a platform that will host fake porn videos of celebrities created with a machine learning algorithm, the deepfakes community briefly turned to Pornhub, a porn site that gets over 75 million visitors a day. Tuesday, Pornhub told Motherboard that it considers deepfakes to be non-consensual porn, and it will ban these videos. Pornhub's position on deepfakes is similar to statements made by Discord and GFYCat, and in line with its existing terms of service, which prohibit content that impersonates another person or falsely state or otherwise misrepresent your affiliation with a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
Hold on. Read that again.
Okay. Pornhub's position on deepfakes is similar to statements made by Discord and GFYCat, and in line with its existing terms of service, which prohibit content that impersonates another person or falsely state or otherwise misrepresent your affiliation with a person.
Is that confusing?
No, I'm just trying to think of how this winds up applying to some of the, and I realized that, you know, it's all set up the casting couch.
Uh-huh.
Series to where the whole setup is, I'm an agent, but I'm not really an agent. And there's a job, but there's not really a job. So is that person misrepresenting somebody? Are they misrepresenting themselves? Right, so that's the thing. Of
how does Pornhub know?
How does Pornhub wind up knowing that this guy is actually a casting agent pretending to not be a casting agent pretending to be a casting agent?
I would say that's one
so
of those
why
things
are
where
they allowing the casting couch videos but not these?
I would say that's one of those things where they have terms and conditions and they can apply them as they like. In this case, you know, if there was some sort of issue brought up to Pornhub saying, hey, I didn't consent to be in that video, that's when they would go and
pull your face
down.
Is there because you signed the contract to agree to the filming.
And the company, if they can show that, would probably be able to appeal a removal of something like that. There's more coming up here. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. You can bring up what's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So goes the pornography business, as does the technology follows it in that case, and that's what's happening with the new AI-generated pornography that is now being banned from Pornhub. And Pornhub says this has always been something that they would have taken off of their system because their terms of service say you can't be doing things and pretending as though you're somebody that you're not, basically. You can't have somebody on their system without their consent, ultimately.
Right, but hold on. Without consent and pretending to be somebody you're not are two completely different things.
That's true. They're banning both of those things.
Right. So that means the naughty nurse videos all need to be banned because those women actually aren't nurses. Yeah. The cheerleader videos all need banned.
Some of them might have been actual cheerleaders at some time.
The mommy stepson videos all need banned. The,
you're saying those aren't actually mothers and their stepsons?
That's what I'm saying. The babysitter videos.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a bunch of videos. Basically, every video on Pornhub needs to be removed because of their terms of service that they are very selectively enforcing.
The chat room says Daryl really knows his porn genres. So what we're talking about, what started this, and it's their terms of service. They can enforce them at will, right? They don't have to constantly enforce their terms of service. It's there if they want to, enforce them. It's not like, a government where you can...
Yep. Even with government, they selectively enforce because police officers have discretion, but we're a nation of laws.
Right.
Well, which one? Those are two different statements.
So Blink Home Security System is something you can get hooked up pretty fast in your home when you order yours at blinkprotect.com/FTL. When it arrives, you unbox, you put the batteries into the cameras because they're wireless, and you put the cameras where you want them, then set it all up via the Wi-Fi enabled device of your choice. Like a tablet or a smartphone, it's super easy and way fast to get this done compared to installing a wired system, which, of course, then you got to drill holes, you got to run wires through walls, and it's a big pain in the butt. With BlinkProtect.com, you save a lot of time. Go to BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. As we continue here, your story coming from Vice, which is, I believe, who had originally reported on this AI porn phenomenon. It's becoming
is it
a
really
thing?
A phenomenon?
I mean,
because this is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, it's new. I mean, this is brand new. This just started within the last, or at the very least, Vice just reported on it within the last month or so. So this is pretty brand new. And it still sounds like it's something that's in the realm of going to take you some time if you want to make some of this fake porn where they're combining celebrities with porn stars.
I'm a little stuck on the word phenomenon. That makes it sound like it's bigger than it is, which a lot of times, media likes to do that, like the whole Tide Pod thing. Everybody's eating Tide Pods constantly.
Apparently enough people were eating Tide Pods to where they stopped manufacturing them, and YouTube has been actively trying to take the videos down, from what I understand. So
really?
That might have been a phenomenon. But anyway, a craze, perhaps? Whatever you want to call it. This is a new thing, and you're going to start to likely see more of it because
Tide
it's going
pod
to get
porn.
Well, Rule 34 suggests that may already exist.
I counter with Asian lesbian midget porn.
All right, you're going to have to explain that one.
I can't find it. Rule 34 says if you can think it, it exists.
Yeah.
I can't find Asian lesbian midget porn.
Yeah, so the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I think we're learning more about Daryl than we really had bargained for here tonight. I
think so, too.
But the story here from Vice says that Pornhub is banning these AI porn videos because the actresses did not consent, or actors, did not consent to have their heads removed from the footage that they were originally in and placed into porn videos.
But Bart Simpson also didn't consent to be drawn into that animated porn that exists.
Now, is that something you can find on Pornhub?
Oh, you can find animated.
You can find Simpsons porn there?
I'm going to have to take a look on Pornhub specifically, but I do know that there is animated Simpsons porn.
Oh, I'm sure that there is that, right? Because there's all kinds of fan...
Wasn't there even in the movie, I think they had some nudity...
In the Simpsons movie?
Simpsons movie, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think they covered it up a little bit for... legal reasons.
I don't think that's going to cross into the same category as
probably
hardcore pornography.
No.
It's probably
not
funny.
But I
searched
for Bart Simpson. It probably was kind of.
On Pornhub?
On Pornhub. Yeah. Simpsons porn number one, Bart Marge, cartoon, HD.
Right.
Bart and Marge is number two, Simpsons, Bart and Lisa.
That, I think, is something that 20th Century
Lisa
Fox...
Lisa Bart goes sexual.
Yeah, 20th Century Fox could probably go after them for that.
Homer and Marge.
Would be my guess.
I can't imagine they could... I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, what would that be? That would
Those are trademarked properties, right? Like Bart and...
Would that be trademark law or copyright? That might be copyright.
I don't know for sure. I'm not enough
it's
of an
It's some kind
intellectual
of intellectual
property,
property something. Yeah. Edna Crabapple and Bart. All of these on page one of results.
Wow. And they're animated. It's like
they're
the
animated.
Real deal.
Yes.
That's incredible. So, yeah, internet. Wow. I don't know. Is there more that you wanted to share from the story?
Yeah, there is. However, despite the company's statement, Pornhub is still loaded with the deepfakes. I was able to easily find, and this is not me. This is I'm just quoting the story here.
Yep.
I was able to easily find dozens of deepfakes posted in the last few days, many under the search term deepfakes or with deepfakes and the name of celebrities in the title of the video.
Yeah, I wonder if they're automatically taking them down or only taking them down when they are complained about.
Good question.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And again, the larger story is that this technology that is going to get better, because the guy who made this deepfakes app, so there was the original, apparently there were a couple people originally, and they didn't know one another, but one of them came up with the kind of the technology to do this, and the other one made an app for it. And the guy that made the app basically said he wants to make this to where it's point and click in the future. Like, it's not like that right now. There's probably some long set of instructions that you have to go through, and this has something to do with something called machine learning, which I don't really know what that is, but apparently artificial intelligence is now being used to create fake pornography using real pornography and video footage of celebrities from movies.
And there are currently 43 deepfakes videos
on Pornhub. And some of them are really, really good, and some of them are really, really bad. So there's a large range of, like, I imagine a factor is how much time are you willing to spend, you know, making this look better than if you just kind of hack things together. And again, this is without me actually having looked into whatever the process would be in order to do this. But we did check a few of them out here in the studio, and I was like, on a couple of them, you couldn't tell. You could not tell.
I don't know about, you know, this specifically, but I know, like, 45 seconds of animation, you know, somebody could spend 3 weeks on that. Easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't think these are particularly long clips, at least from what I've seen, due to, like you're saying, the rendering time that's involved in this.
Yeah, on the first page of results, the longest appears to be about 7 minutes, 49 seconds.
That's really long, actually. There's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can talk about some serious stuff coming up here, including what's going on in Venezuela, or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Later on, we can talk about what's going on in Venezuela, but we're kind of talking technology here at the moment. And since we were discussing pornography to start the show out with the deep fakes, the fake porn of celebrities that is now coming out on certain sites on the web, and I believe it all started on a Reddit called Deepfakes, now apparently being uploaded to Pornhub, which they're saying they're going to ban these things, even though so far there's still a few dozen of them that are available.
Yep.
When you do a search for that. And that also, I think, can lead us into other related topics. Daryl, you had a story, and you said it was really lengthy, so we're not going to be able to read the whole thing, but
there's really two paragraphs of this very lengthy article from Wired
about sex with robots,
the ethics of sex with robots.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody wants to hear about your sexcapades with robots, but the questions that surround this could be very interesting.
Right. So again, very lengthy article. I'm jumping down a good bit. I will post the link to the Facebook and the Twitter. And the author here says, so one critique as articulated by Campaign Against Sex Robots, among others, is that having sex with robots will lead to literal dehumanization. First, it will be the robots, which could be shaped horrifyingly like children instead of adults, and then it will be actual humans. Robot sex in this construction is sociopathy training. A robot, by definition, always consents. Perhaps that's not the best lesson for a user.
It sounds like fear-mongering.
I mean, you could program the robot to say no, right? So the idea would be that some people are into rape fantasies, you know, I don't get it personally, but everybody's got the thing that floats their boat. But, you know, finding people who want to get involved in something like that might be a little bit difficult, whereas the robot could simply say no, and then the person can force themselves on the robot without there actually being any kind of violation of consent in that case.
True.
But I see the point they're trying to make.
The robot is actually consenting
to playing like they're
right.
I don't even understand that, like... understand that wording, like consent, like
how robots are programmed to do certain things.
Yeah, but how can something that doesn't even exist, it's not any kind of animal,
right?
Like
you're saying,
like it doesn't. Yeah, there's no.
It can't not consent, and it can't consent.
Right, exactly. It just the word doesn't even make sense to me. It's like
right, so. Let me continue reading the two paragraphs.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
A robot, by definition, always consents. Perhaps that's not the best lesson for a user who is having sex with a robot because he already isn't quite grooving with human partners.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bind. On one hand, technology isn't sophisticated enough to build a sentient, autonomous agent that can choose not only to have sex but to even love, which means that, by definition, it cannot consent. So it will necessarily present a skewed, possibly toxic version. If the technology gets good enough to evince love and lust, what's called Turing love, but its programming still means it can't not consent, that is slavery.
Well, I mean, all robots are enslaved.
This just sounds ridiculous. It's like, does my computer consent to me using it?
Or are you enslaving it?
Right. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing. Consent has to do with two individuals. It's not something that, like, you can't, if you modify a picture, I don't even know, consent, it has to do with sex, at least within these contexts, and, like, if you modify a picture and you put somebody's head on another body, can they consent? Well, yeah, maybe not, but it doesn't matter, like, in my mind, it doesn't matter, because you're not violating them in any kind of physical way.
I tend to agree with you about that. I don't think it matters whether or not somebody makes fake pornography out there, ultimately, because as was pointed out, now that anybody can do this, and it's going to get even easier, everybody who wants to is going to make fake porn of anybody they want to make fake porn
of. You won't
even
know who created it. And it's not even like you can control somebody. Like, even if you're... where you live, like they ban it, it doesn't matter because there's other places where it's not illegal. So how do you control it? All you're doing is actually undermines your own industry. And obviously this is kind of a weird way in this particular case, but in other cases, in non-sex related cases, we've actually undermined our industries, like hacking and all sorts of other stuff where it's like illegal here, but it's not illegal there. So we can't have an industry here. And
so it moves over there.
Right, so it moves over there, and it's you've undermined your own economic interests.
And jumping down a little bit, like four more paragraphs, the author says, part of consent is understanding context. And one possible future here will include economic incentives for hiding the context. Just as social networks hide the ways they keep people coming back for more, so too will sex robots conceal the sophisticated machine learning artifice that makes them able to improve, to anticipate desires, to augment the skills of teledildonicized partners. The makers of those devices will train them on databases of hundreds of thousands of people's preferences, presumably.
Wait, so does this mean they're being raped hundreds of thousands of times?
No.
No, so there's a company called Teledildonics that they were in the news not too long ago because they were leaking some of the info. They had these Bluetooth-enabled sex toys.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the info was being leaked and shared.
Info with about what?
Usage, how long it was being used, in what ways it was being used.
But not like personally identifiable information.
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, those sound like interesting statistics.
Well, I do know that one host of this show is getting a settlement check from a class action lawsuit not me.
Wait, what? A host of Free Talk Live is getting a settlement check for a lawsuit over
class
the
action lawsuit? Yes, because information was leaked. Possibly identifiable to who you are.
So my understanding of what happened there was each device records certain information about, you know, the person using it, so to speak, and it gets uploaded to a server. So theoretically, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean... I think he did have to probably register, like, name and address and other information with it, which seems kind of creepy, and I would never buy I would never buy a smart device like that. I actually hate smart devices, and because you have these
situations. You have a smartphone, but it's different.
I don't like my smartphone
either.
You
really don't.
I generally
like
avoid
a self-hating smartphone.
I don't even have a smart television. I avoided buying a smart television. So, okay. I mean, anyway. So, and I don't have smart light bulbs or any of the, anything with smart
So you can't stream Hulu to your toaster?
No.
Good. Nobody needs to do that.
I don't even know where I was going now.
That's all right. I don't either.
The teledildonics and the info that they were requesting.
So the information could potentially be connected to individual users.
It could be.
And that was leaked. So whether or not it was leaked with or without the person's name, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Now I wonder which FTL host is.
I have my suspicions.
So do I. Anyway, what else do you want to share from the story?
I said it's a very lengthy article.
Yeah, I'm curious. You should send that over to me so I can take a look at it. Because I'm curious. Because to me, I mean, the idea, I agree with you, Chris, the idea that, you know, we should be even talking about robots consenting as a thing at this point is completely silly, but that does, I think there is a question down the line, right? Where,
right, so think Blade Runner.
I'm not sure.
Right. Or various other sci-fi flicks where we've seen AI technology, artificial intelligence become more human,
right?
To the point where it passes the Turing test.
Centennial Man.
It passes the Turing test, which the Turing test is this sort of classic test to, you're supposed to ask questions of a recipient, and then based on the questions that are, or the answers that are given, can you determine whether or not this is a real person? As I understand, that's probably a really shoddy way of describing the Turing test, but any robot or AI that can pass this test can't be determined, or just, you know, cannot be. You can't tell whether or not it's human, basically, if they can pass the test, is the idea. And so once it gets to that point, you know, then the question is, once robots are so good at passing off as human, will their consent then be an issue?
But being able to fool somebody is not the same thing as being human.
Well,
or and even an animal.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Live from the Vertcoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. If the crypto hour rocks in you, my helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. Then you kill the faucet, become our five to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Artificial intelligence, sex, pornography, those are some of the areas that we've gone into tonight here. You can bring up anything, though. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Do want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com, which is a place you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. Bitcoin, of course, was the first and arguably the most important of the world's cryptocurrencies. So be sure you go and learn about it if you've never done so. It takes, you know, take a few minutes to go to Bitcoin.com and get educated on the subject. If you're not new to Bitcoin, you'll still find useful resources over at Bitcoin.com, like their news site, which is loaded up with fresh information on it, I think at least a daily basis, probably updating more than once a day.
Multiple times a day.
Yeah, over at news.bitcoin.com. We're looking forward to seeing some of the Bitcoin.com crew coming up next week in Anarchapulco, as Mark and I will be traveling down to Acapulco, Mexico, and Bitcoin.com founder Roger Revere expected to be there. Their news editor, Sterling Lujan, is going to be there as well, so I'm sure we'll be talking to some of those guys. While we're there, go and check out Bitcoin.com and get the basics on cryptocurrencies.
And read all about the Venezuela Petro that's rolling out, and you've got news
about Venezuela. We can definitely cover that coming up here. We haven't talked about the Petro in a little bit.
I'm actually looking at their white paper right now.
So we've been talking about pornography and then ultimately sex robots. And, Daryl, you mentioned there was a campaign against sex robots. I did go to their website here, and it is campaignagainstsexrobots.org. I'm just going to read their kind of mission statement here.
Okay, and I imagine it's largely going to look like the video clip from Futurama that basically just says, don't date robots.
I haven't read it yet, but actually you had a comment that, Chris, you wanted to share from the previous story that you said it was relevant.
Yeah, it's involving the use of the words in the article about the word non-consensual and, like, what is consenting and so on. And I thought the comment was a good comment, and the article, and again, this is Vice, so really shouldn't be too surprising, but it comes off as a kind of a politically motivated terminology the choice of words that's very emotional. It goes back to the rape, you know. But it's not rape. Anyway, so here's the comment.
Okay.
Just call it what it is, and this is a response to the non-consensual term. You are using an algorithm to appropriate the likeness of another person without their consent. the wording they've chosen, intentionally or not, makes it sound more like rape when it's really just a matter of defamation and IP infringement.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you... Personally, I don't believe in intellectual property. I don't think that you own the pictures of yourself that you should be able to sue. And certainly in the world, even in the world of libel laws and things like that, celebrities don't have the same protections that the average person does. So whether you're a celebrity or you're a politician, just somebody who's a public personality, they don't... They have to rise to a much higher level of proof to show that they've been damaged by any kind of critique or usage of their image in ways they didn't like. So it's going to be hard for them to make any kind of, I think, impact on stopping people from making these deep fakes videos, which for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about AI-generated video of like a celebrity being sort of pasted onto, or their head being superimposed onto a pornography video. I don't think there's very much they're going to be able to do to put a stop to this, except for leaning on Pornhub.
The thing is, I think where they're trying to go is they're trying to make it an equivocal offense to rape.
That's ridiculous.
But that's the argument. That's the line of thinking. And that's
what an insult to an actual rape victim.
Well, right, I know. But nonetheless,
somebody used your picture without your consent. Not the same as, you know, invading your body without your consent.
But that's where this is going, and the choice of words is it can be important when you're trying to get people to see a certain perspective.
Sure.
And I think what this comment is pointing out is basically that it may be distasteful, but the reality is it's little more than defamation or IP infringement,
right?
Which again, you don't agree with the IP infringement part at a minimum. Let me continue.
Yeah, please.
It's the comment's almost just one more part to this comment. The need to shoehorn every sexual matter into consent to determine the moral qualities is like how everyone goes a democracy over everything they don't like that a
what was the word how everybody goes what democracy.
I'm reading
Maroge.
It's Dumbocracy. I'm reading this wrong. I'm having issues reading it because I have a piece of paper right in front of the microphone.
Normally, M-U-H is like democracy.
Yeah, so over everything they don't like that a legitimately elected government does, these terms get so overloaded with rhetoric baggage that they become meaningless.
Yeah, I think that we definitely don't want the term rape to become meaningless.
Right, right. And that's what's happening, I think, with these stories when we start talking about, you know, consent when it comes to, you know, basically fake porn or robots as you know, we're talking about now here. So,
well, and before we go on with this campaign against sex robots website and what they're all about, to come back around to the discussion we were having before about robots, you know, right now it's pretty clear a robot can't consent to something. The whole idea is just seems moot because they've been programmed. They exist to follow the commands of the programmer, the person who wrote the code, and or the person who is issuing commands as the end user to the thing that is running the code.
They don't even have feelings. They don't have any real emotion. I mean,
artificial. Right. I mean, it's artificial, but at some point, you're not going to be able to tell the difference, right?
But that doesn't mean it's still not artificial. It's still artificial creation.
I understand what you're saying, but at the point at which you cannot tell the difference between a robot and a human being, will that matter?
Right.
I don't think so.
Let me ask this question, and I realize that this is largely hypothetical, and you're the only person that's, you know, even qualified to be called a coder in the room.
He's
right
definitely
now.
A coder. Yep.
Could someone program a robot, not next week, but at some point in the not too distant future, could that robot be programmed to have free will?
He's really thinking about that one.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I mean, what is free will? I mean,
a good question. Some people would argue that we don't have free will.
Right.
I wouldn't make that argument, but some people would, that everything that we choose is a result of what has already occurred.
I don't know, man. I think free will in and of itself is such a... I think it's kind of that word where you just kind of have to have, you have faith or you don't.
That yeah, that's right. Right. I think that is what it boils down to.
Yeah, it's kind of a religious thing. And
well,
I don't
let
know.
Me first ask the question, do you think that humans have free will? Because if you answer no to that, then obviously you're going to say that you can't program a robot to have free will.
Yeah, I don't know that I would, I don't know, I think I would say I would operate, I operate assuming that I have free will of a sort, but that doesn't necessarily mean I actually think that I really
so does that mean
will?
That maybe you are a robot, but you don't know that you're a robot? And then what about
that?
So not only,
I think that's just as probable. I think that's just as probable as saying there's a God.
Right. So let's take this whole AI thing one step further. And not only do I not know that that's a robot, but the robot doesn't even know that it's a robot.
Yeah, for sure. Now we're getting into Westworld territory.
Now we're talking into, you know, like that, what was the movie that I mentioned earlier? The one with the guy that got frozen in carbonite and then made the movie.
Centennial Man, which I've not seen. That was the movie you mentioned. I don't know if that's the movie you were talking
Blade
about. Blade Runner, okay.
I mean, yeah. Humans and animals are just so extraordinarily complex. I don't necessarily know that, I don't know if I'm convinced that we can actually, that we even have any kind of chance at duplicating at any level. And I think ultimately what we'll
duplicating
have,
what? Free will?
Duplicating anything that can replicate humanity in any
way.
Oh,
I don't
way.
Know about that. I think it's going to get very, very persuasive and very
but
convincing.
But there's a difference between being able to fool somebody into thinking they're
is there, though?
You can fool a person into thinking something is another human being.
You can it fool some of the people some of the time, but fool me twice and shame on you.
But it doesn't necessarily mean they're human, right? Like,
I see what you're saying.
I mean, if somebody's talking to you on the phone, all they have to do is replicate somebody's voice and you can think it's another person, right?
Right.
Like we already have that, right? But that doesn't, and then that might be, you know, good enough to fool you that they're you're right. talking to somebody that you're
the
not.
The Terminator did that in Terminator 2.
Right, but that doesn't.
The Terminator
doesn't
called
mean,
you on the phone.
No,
that doesn't mean you're, the voice that you're listening
Changed
to is human
voice.
Or is the person that you think you're hearing.
All right, more coming up here in moments. You are welcome to comment. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I actually had another story that's related to this from earlier this week about how some are saying your whole body could be upgraded with robot parts by 2070. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.